I'm Hunter Drohoyoska Philp. I'm interviewing Sydney Felsen at Gemini Gel, the print workshop on Melrose Avenue in Los Angeles. It is October 23rd, 2009. Sydney, we're going to start at the very beginning, which is always the best place for an interview. When and where were you born?
I was born in Chicago in September 3rd, 1924.
September 3rd, 1924, just, so we're fellow Virgos.
Yeah, right.
What did your parents do?
Well, my father and his two brothers had food markets or grocery stores, whatever you want to call them. And my mother was a housewife who helped out in the businesses, family business.
And this is in Chicago?
Yes.
And when did you come to Los Angeles and why?
Well, the first time I came, the family came here in summer 1932 and just spent a summer at Ocean Park. And then we came back again in, I think, 34 and came back in 35 and came back in 38 and decided to move here. And so so we started moving here in 1938 and I was almost 13 years old. And then by 1939 we moved here, and then I went to Fairfax High School, and I've lived most of my life right in this area, within a few miles of where we are right now.
Is that
loud enough? Or?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Any effort? And how would you characterize your parents? Would you call it middle class, upper middle class?
No, middle class.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my parents were middle class.
And were they American?
Well, my mother was born in Chicago, and my father was born outside of Vienna, Austria.
And when did he come to this country?
1918 or something like that, 1918 or 1919.
So you grew up with one Viennese parent who became a naturalized American and one American.
Yeah.
And
my mother's parents were born in Austria, so they were both Austrian origin. But, yeah.
So you have a family connection to Austria.
I do. I've been to Vienna once. I don't know anybody there.
So you get here. You get here at 14. Was it a great dramatic transition to come from Chicago to Los Angeles?
Yeah. Well, it was. By having the summers here, I was sort of. We were getting used to Los Angeles, but it was all out at the ocean, almost all at the ocean. But it was the transition trauma. Let's say is. As a young boy or girl, I suppose you have all your friends are back home at school, and so you come out here, you don't know anybody. And it took probably, I don't think it took a long time, it probably took several months before I started to appreciate living here. So, yeah, I'd say within the first year I knew I loved it and have ever since.
Well, that's interesting. This was then and still is really a Jewish neighborhood.
Yeah.
Did being Jewish have any impact on your being in this neighborhood, or did your family have any involvement with that community? Or does Judaism have any place in your upbringing at all?
Well, it did. Yeah, I was from 6 years old until 13 years old. I had to go to Hebrew school, and I was bar mitzvahed, but I'm not a serious practitioner. I'm definitely Jewish, but I very seldom go to temple, and so I don't have a strong connection to it at all. As far as moving here, I don't know. Likely it had something to do with it,
You mean to this neighborhood?
Yeah, I suppose it's something about a parent's choice about where they wanted to live. I don't know. I don't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't involved in it. I never thought about that. But. No, it looked fair.
Well, tell me about going to Fairfax High School, which of course is sort of a well-known school for a number of things. But when you were there, you met Wallace Berman, among other things.
Yeah. Well, let's see. The to follow through on part of your questioning. When I went to Fairfax High School, the expression was that 95% of the student body was Jewish, and the other 5% were liars. I'm trying to entertain you.
You are.
And so I'd say almost it was